Okay.
This is Chabad
Kofi. Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara. We're up to the Aleph of a base towards the bottom. We had a Machlekes, Abakir, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that by Avodah Zorah of a Goy, it is usher only when they worship it, and the Avodah Zorah of a Yid is straight away. Rabbi Kiva is just opposite. He brought Rabbi Shmuel, but arrived the Pasik Avet Tavn, his common claim is Asha Ovdu Shama Goy. Says the Gemara, let's analyze all this. And the Gemara, we're up to the bottom of the page, 3 lines in the bottom. It says in the Pasik, Avet Tavnus Kolam Bekemis Asha Ovdu Shama Goyim, that you should destroy all the places the Goyim served. So we see only when the Goyim served. And with Dashim, Bekemis means Kalim. Freddy Gemara, Bekalim Shinishtam Shemahen Lavayachom Ramadabir, that the Kalim that they use. The Zerubbabel Zorah does not become Aser until they worship it. When you say Kalim, it says the places that they worshipped. So the Gemara says, it can't be talking about the mountains themselves. The Mitzi, we learned already a few days ago that they don't become Aser. It says, only the gods above the mountain, not the mountain themselves. So what could the Pasuk mean when it says destroy those things that they worshipped? No, it must be the Kalim. From here on out, that a goy shavuot is not us until you actually worship it.
I mean
kelim for exactly, yeah, but to serve for getchkes. So what was that? No, yet. Asking mother, b'shayisom miyad luchayda. Asking mother, but kelim okim nulam until the Yisrael is right away. The Gemara, but Kalim or Kimnala, you said it's talking about Kalim. Kalim means not the Avodah Zarah itself. Kalim is what you is a takrevis Avodah Zarah, what you worship Avodah Zarah with. But so that's of course obviously till you actually use it. But the Avodah Zarah itself, how do you know? On Makro, it says in Pasuk, in that same Pasuk, it says after they should destroy everything the Goyim did, it says there, Asher Atem Yoshim, Oysim, that you inherit, as Eleheyem, their gods. So we talked in the beginning about Kalim, but then we talk about the idols themselves. Makish Eleheyem le Kalim, we makish their gods to Kalim. Ma Kalim, Achi Yavdu, just like Kalim. Until they worship Af Elohim Nami Achi Abdu. That's how we also know God. Just like by Takrevis Avodah Zarah. You don't keep on Maida. You're not, it's like I said, Takrevis, unless you actually use it. So same thing, the gods themselves. Rabbi Kiva, the Lemaki, Rabbi Kiva holds up by Goyim. It's happened straight away. And he doesn't make this heckish. He holds Kalim as Taka when you worship. But when it comes to the gods themselves straight away, what does he do with the Pasuk? Amalach, he says, it says, Asherat Yoshim Oysim. This is Es Elohim Alahodim. S comes. Hifsiginian ends the pasuk. So Ashati Yoshim Orzim is talking about Kalim, that happens only when you worship. And then the new part of the pasuk is the gods on the mountains, that happens straight away. Rabbi Shavashmol, Ashkan Avajachon Avachon, and Asura Achitov, by a goy, Shavadazor, it's straight away, until they worship it. But the Yisrael, the Asura Miyaminole, he also said by Eid straight away. Where does he know that from? He says, Svaru. So swara, by a guy. Only when you worship is the Israel Asura Miyad. Eid should be stricter straight away. Fedimar who said maybe Abid Yisrael Klaukala, maybe Eid does not have the capacity to turn something into Avodah Zarah. It can't be. Hash to Gneza Boy, we'll soon see if it's ever Samba Sasa that you have to hide it. Itsure Velay Mitzrah. You tell me it doesn't become Asa. Okay, the aim of Kedavichav. Who said that Eid has to be any different than a goy? If a goy, you're established. It becomes an idol straight away. Maybe Eid also straight away. On Makro, it says in another pasuk, "Ves chataschem asher asisem meso egel." The chatos that you made the egel. So what do we see by them? When did they become sinners? As soon as they constructed the egel, mishas asiyah kam lebechet. So they made it. So the Gemara, what's the right from the aim? Hani midle mekam gavre bechet. Okay, you committed a sin. So it says bezel masechel lesasi. Now I'll do it. You commit a sin as soon as you created it. But the item itself does not become aser as avodah zarah unless you actually worship it. On Makro, there's another pasuk where it says odor iish kush should be the person ashi yase pesul masechel. Kush should be the person who made these sculptures. Mishas asiyah kam lebechet. So as he makes it, he's cursed. Isn't that a raya that Avodah Zarah becomes also straight away? Says, well, no, again, hey, Mohani, me, like, Gavra, order that he, the person, should be cursed. I'll be Itsuda, like, Mitzvah, but the item itself does not become also. Says, well, I'll bring in another Pasuk. It said, that same Pasuk, it says, the curse should be cursed. Why? Because Ta'avas Hashem, that the what he did was abomination. See, which talks about the Avodah Zarah itself. So that shows that as soon as he built it, it's already Avodah Zarah and it's already also.
He thought was intended for the purpose.
We're talking about the intended for the purpose, but by a goy, even if he intended for the purpose, it's not an avodah zarah. The item itself is not usher until you actually worship it. By yid, it's straight away.
Alan said, bring the gold, and he went and threw it into the thing. Alan didn't have any intention, should
he have? Yeah, but he was a shliach of the Eden, and their intention was. But Rabbi Kiva, Dover, maybe the Teva. Rabbi Kiva said, what did he do? He said, no, right now, by Yid, it's only when they worship it. They get cursed now because they just made something that eventually will turn into Avodah Zarah. Now the one asked Rabbi Kiva, how does he know Avodah Zarah by going straight away? I'm a rule, I'm a crow. It says in the Pasuk, Psilei Eleheim Tisifun Be'esh. So we dash in Mishapostel, as soon as you carve it out, Nasa Elahai becomes a Getchka. He needs that. How do you know that a guy has ability to capacity to cancel? Once he made an avodah zarah, he can always turn around and cancel and null it. So it says that they can psile. That means that they can either burn it or psile. They can also cut it apart, and therefore it's as if they burnt it.
But you're the one who's doing this.
So we're dashing them. Yeah, but psile elahayim. That means their gods they destroyed. They annulled it. Good question. Why do you have to burn the girls in battle already? Rach doesn't say anything here. No, maybe it means that they didn't. They have the ability to passel it. But if they didn't, then you have to burn it in fire. Maybe that's pshat. Vidah, what does Abishmal do that? Nafkale, mid the Shmuel, Rami Ksiv, ask questions. One Pasik, Loisachmai, so you should burn their gods in Avodah Zarah and do not desire Kesev Azov, Aleim, don't glue the silver and the gold that's on top of them. Ksiv, another Pasik says, Vlokachta Lucho, inside, in the same Pasik, it says afterwards, and take it to yourself. Chastim and Ebay. And one is, don't want, don't covet it, and then it says, take it. Okay, it's it. So this is how we dash it. If this thing was carved out in order to worship Avodah Zarah, Lo Sachmi shouldn't desire it. Pasle Melei, if they cancel it Avodah Zarah, then will the Kachla take it? He knows a goy straight away. Disrol Achetevenon. How's no Yid is not Avodah Zarah till he actually worships it? Amar Avinu Makro. It says the Pasuk V'som Basaser. It says the Pasuk you should. It says the person should be cursed to have made this pesel masech, and then it says v'som basaser, place it discreetly, and everyone has amen. So b'dashin, when does it become abomination? Until you actually worship it. Idach. What about Rabbi Shmuel? Who boy like Rabbi Yitzchak? He needs Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak nine levels of chashish. So she tunig nizah hain levels of zavi id requires to be deposited away. Shlemet says v'som basaser shahid it. V'idah b'kiva nafkelim and rabchiv them rab damarchiv them rab. But nine levels of chashish. So she tunig nizah hain levels of zavi id requires to be stored away. Shlemet says that possibly sita lecho asheda. You shouldn't plant in shavtim. It says don't plant for yourself an asheda collates out of wood. And then it says Eitzel Mizbeach next to Mizbech. What's the connection Asher Mizbech? So we dashin Ma Mizbech Tonganiza. If you no longer use the Mizbech, the stone, the rock stones have to be Goyniz because of Kedusha. Af Asheda to Unigniza. The Asheda it also needs to be when it needs to be Gniza. When it's if it's complete, if it's whole, you're Goyniz. Idach Ahum Bayda Shlokish. What does he do with it? Rabbi Shmuel, he needs like a shlokish. It's possible that a shlokish called a maimed dayin she'ena hagen. If you appoint a judge who is corrupt, ki ilu noiteya asheda b'Yisrael, no different than planting a sheda tree amongst the Jewish people. Another, because they have such influence, and he's representing the Eibush and Teda, and he's distorting it. Remember, it says shayvtim v'shayitim tinduchav b'sharecha v'somlin, and it says lesitachav asheda kolaitz. So we can it says shayvtim v'shayitim, and then it says lesitachav to tell you the same thing. Amar Rashi v'mokel mechamim, and if you place in was a dayin amongst the mechamim kila not to eat the mizbeach as if you place it right next to the mizbeach. So Mizbech here, we're not talking about the edifice Mizbech, we're talking about people, Tamina Chamin, they're like the Mizbech. And if you're planting a dayin that's corrupt next to other Tamina Chamin, it's like you planted a shade tree next to Mizbech. And if it says Eitzel Mizbech, boy, Rav Nun has a question, what about Ritach, a keli that broke, and then you banged it out to make it, to refashion it, Lavoy Zuchavim, Mahu, if you had a mind when you did the Ritich for Avoy Zorah, what's the din? Avodah Zarah Chamadaman. Which opinion you follow? Are you asking this according to? Elaim Avodah Zarah Chamadaman. So who's Avodah Zarah? Are we talking about Avodah Zarah of a goy? Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Akiva. Misham she Avodah Zarah Chavimim. We're talking about a keli here. A keli is not Avodah Zarah itself; it's the mishamish. And everyone agrees when it comes to the keli, it's only when you worship it. Well, misham she Avodah Zarah Chavim ain't asudin atchi yavdo till you worship it. Remember, the only machlekes Rabbi Akiva is regarding the idol itself, but not regarding the shamish of the idol. Bella avoiders kachavim in Israel. We're talking about the avoiders zara of a yid. I leave it the man according to Elema liba Rabbi Akiva the avoiders zara of a yid. If we're talking about according to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva holds only when he worships. He gufa loy mitzir madr the avoiders zara itself is not us. Achet teved until he actually worships it. Misham sheh meboy. You can ask me a question about the misham sheh. Surely the misham sheh is only when you worship it. Ella liba Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds avoiders zara of a yid is different than a goy. Straight away he becomes avoiders zara. What about the misham shim of avoiders zara by a yid versus a goy? A goy is only when you worship it. Maybe yid sooner. Do we say mishamshin gamrinin? My, what's it in? Mishamshin, mishamshin. Do we learn mishamshin from a goy? And a goy is only when you worship it, but yid also only when you worship it. They're only when you worship here to the same thing. Or you learn by yid from the other thing, his mishamshin from his avodah zara. By yid by avodah zara, as soon as he fashions it, he already turns it to avodah zara. Maybe the shamashin the same thing. Mahi asur me'asiroi, apashamshin asur me'asiroi. Says he might not understand. My idiot, why then you're asking such a specific question to Kamboile Ritach Keli, if you fixed up a Keli? To Boile Asa. You ask a general question. You made a Keli, you made a Mishamash of a Tamuch of an Avodah Zarah by a Yid. When does it become Avodah Zarah? Like when you come Mishamash of Avodah Zarah? When you worship it or when you make it? Why do you have to talk about such a specific, limited case where the Keli originally existed, then it broke, and then you've fixed it up? The question was also another question. We learned before that the Rabbanon added, remember when the Shakas Shaktenu, the Rabbanon added Tumah to all Avodah Zarah. So we want to know, we know that when it comes to Tumah, if you take Keli, you break it, it loses its Tumah, and then you put it right back together again, it regains it. What about Avodah Zarah? When you put it back together again, does it regain the old Tumah or not? Now we learn klimatches are metal keli pshutain flat to mekablein if it's receptacle to main the tummy nishtabru you broke it to harit tar chazav as a keli you then fixed it up yachzru to mishon it regains its original tumah v'hachik kame boiler. This is a question ki ahadra when you fix up the mishamish of avodah tumah hanimit when I said maybe the din of tumah that it regains it is only if the tumah chatzilu start ad matoides it comes back avod tumah derabon avodah zor the whole tumah derabon. And the lawyer doesn't come back. It makes no difference. Then you're fine. So why are you only asking about Avodah Zarah? Every tumah that Rabbanon, the same question. On other cases, for example, mashkin is metame gzeda de Rabbanon because a certain mashkin, like a zov, or saliva of a zov or a nida, that is metame mahatayda. So therefore, all mashkin is metame. That's the tumah Rabbanon. Ask the same question. You broke the keli and you put it back together. Does the tumah come back or not? Why talk about Avodah Zarah? Everything. Well, you're right. But chodim migoy chodik and boile. He's killing two birds with one stone. Why? Two questions. Tumah the rabbanim mihadil. First, one a general question. Tumah the rabbanim, does it come back or not? Im tim tzolay milahari. Tell me, does it come back? Tumah davay chavim. My question. Now, what about avodah zarah? Since avodah zarah is so strict, mishum chumre davay chavim. Because it's so strict, maybe the rabbanim said in this case we want the tumah to come back, so you keep your distance. Mishavir rabbanim tumah isolate, or did they compare to tumah the isolate? Not taykum. If you're makiv of avodah zarah, shall oichem a food? Mao, can you cancel the tumah? When you cancel the avodah zarah, the tumah go away as well. Mi mahani lebitul? When you cancel the avodah zarah, when a guy comes along and cancels the avodah zarah, do we say the tarinim b'tumah? Does the tumah disappear with it? I lo you know. But the mother, what are you asking only my food? With the boyle kalim, ask about kalim. No. Kalim like him a boyle, there's no question. Because kalim, every kalim comes. Tell me there's a method of making a turd. Take it to the mikveh. Here, by avodah zarah, the method of removing the avodah zarah is a guy canceling it. That cancellation is tantamount to going to the mikveh. So, of course, the kalim is toher. Once the avodah zarah is gone, the tomb is gone. When it comes comes to food, the food becomes tamei, there is no way to be metired. You can't put in the mikveh metired. So what about avodah zarah? That Rabbanan levied his tumah on it. Now that the avodah zarah is gone, what happens to that tumah? Mi mahan yele bit with him a tumah loy v'tiboy lekeim. Kei lekeboy, no question. Kiven yis lotar the mikveh to mikveh tumah nami butler. The tumah goes away when you remove the avodah zarah, because that's like mikveh. Ki kome boy le oichin, food. V'gmara v'tiboy le avodah chom gufa. Why are you asking about... What are you asking about? The shamish of avodah zarah. Ask about avodah zarah made out of food. People used to worship food as well. Ask about if somebody bows down to bread and then he cancels it. Is the tumah gone or not? What are you talking about the shamish of avodah zarah or not? That's not a question. Why is the Gemara kiven the isuri bottle, tuminami bottle? Since the avodah zarah is gone, so too is the tumah. My question is only takrevis lavoyzik chomishal oichimai. My question is only regarding that which you worship avodah zarah with the takrevis and food. Why? What's the shaila? Kivan the isurei lebotul since the isa. We know that we said that last time there's a difference between avodah zarah and what you worship avodah zarah with. Avodah zarah is easier than what you worship. Avodah zarah, a goy can cancel it. But a tashmish avodah zarah, once something was brought up to avodah zarah, you cannot remove it. It's done. It's over. You cannot remove it. And so therefore my question is, kiven the isur lebotul, since the isa cannot really disappear, kiven gidol tumah nami lebotul, maybe the tumah is also not bottle.
So, the krevis will be stricter than the etzim zayin.
It is, because you actually brought it up to avodah zarah. It's not as a thing there, and I'm laying avodah zarah here. You did something.
Pull of, yeah.
Maybe an isa deraisa, you cannot remove avodah zarah, but maybe tumah derabban bottle. But since the guy cancelled it, even though the avodah zarah still remains, maybe the isa of tumah derabbanan disappears. A question. A student of Rebbe asked Rebbe the following question. There was a base of Migdash. Shimon HaTzadik had two sons who were fighting with each other. They had a Babakama. And one of them was Choynov, and he ran away to Mitzrayim, and he built another base of Migdash there. And a big argument in the Gemara there, whether the base of Migdash he built will have at the end of Menachas. The Mitzvah Shemin in less than a year. A big argument there, whether that base of Migdash was Avodah Zarah, a church, or was it actually he meant Lashem Shemayim, because there was such a large Jewish population in Mitzrayim, so he did it, he built it.
The question of if someone is Makdash something to that. Mikdash, is it Ekdash or not?
That's right. So we're one of the Kohenim who worked there, a lot of work in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is as follows. Kalim that were used in that Beis HaMikdash, in Beis Chaynav. Ma'u shishtamsh in Beis HaMikdash. Can you use it in the Beis HaMikdash? Now, the Kabbalah, my question is not according to one who says that it's an Avodah Zarah. Of course, there's nothing to talk about. My question is, one who holds that he meant Hashem Shemaim. He built it in for good possible reasons. But now we learn, now, what's the problem? What's the question? We learn clearly that Koyhanim Shimshu Bebeis Chaynav, those Kohenim who actually served in that Beis HaMikdash, even according to an opinion that says it was a real Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yishamshu Bemigdash Shebishlaim, they forfeit their rights of working. The fact is, it's wrong to do that, and therefore they forfeit their rights to work in the Beis HaMikdash Shebishlaim. The Ein Utzarach Laim, the Dover Acha, we don't have to mention, if they work for Avodah Zarah, they're not allowed to work anymore in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously. So the question is like this: Koyanim, they had a breeder, nobody forced them. No. So the question is, Koyanim themselves, who had a right, who were smart enough, had pchira, if they decided to work in Choyanim's place, they deserve to be punished. It's a knas, Rabbanon, it's only Rabbanon. They cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash. But what about Kalim? Kalim have no breeder. You use these Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash in Mitzrayim, since this really was the Beis HaMikdash, at least he intended to be. Can these Kalim be used in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? Koyanim, they can't see Rabban, we penalize them, we should have been a dayless, intelligent. I will Kalim, loy, a dayless, makes no difference. Amale, he said, the Rebbe said, Asurimein, definitely also that, but however, Umikra Haya Badeno, I once upon a time knew the basis for the Pasik, Vishachnu, and I forgot. Rebbe had no shame saying, look, I forgot. I know it's Asur, but I can't remember why. And yet he's still Paskin that way. Esrei, more or less a question, so you're telling me that the Isa de Rabbanon still remains. Eisel asks you a question. The king Ochaz was a Russia that was Chizkiah's father, and they turned the Beis HaMikdash into, he put on idols and everything else. And in the Beis HaMikdash, so all the Kalim that that this king used for the for his Avodah Zarah, they told Chizkiah, hey Chanu, we prepared them, Vigdoshnu, and made them holy. So the Gemara is learning right now that my love, So we're bringing an argument that Kalim get penalized even though the Chayda had no Breda. Same thing by Avodah Zorah. That the Kalim used for Avodah Zorah cannot be used again. Yeah. So no, but even though it wasn't used based on Mikdash, it was not Avodah Zorah. It was only Asur D'Rabbanan. The whole point of this is that even though it was only Asur D'Rabbanan, they're using Kalim from Beis Chayda somewhere else, and even though that the Kalim had no Breda, the Issur still remains. The Rabbanan still counts it. So now, what happened? They told Chizkiyo that they fixed him up. L'chayde. We see here that an Issur D'Rabbanan, and yet they fixed it up. They removed the knas. Why is Issur D'Rabbanan? L'chayde Chizkiyo used it. Ochos used it for Avodah Zorah. Ochos had no. There's a rule. Ain Adam Issur Dover She'ain Shaloi. He can use it for Avodah Zorah with Haim Bismorgan because the Kalim belonged to the Beis Hamikdash. He had no right to turn his bilus over it and to turn it into his own, so that he can make it into Avodah Zorah. So therefore, the only Issur of those Kalim is D'Rabbanan. And they said, we fixed it up. Is that right? That if the whole Issur, Knas Rabbanon, if you remove the cause, there's no problem. You can use it in the Beis Hamikdash. So the same thing over there by Beis Chayin, you can use the Beis Hamikdash. My love, hey, Chanu, that Belino, we put in the Mikvah, and we reused it again. We put oil on it. So Rebbe said, oh, Baruch Ator L'Shamayim, thank God you reminded me of the Pasuk. You brought the idea, but punk forget what you said. You brought back to me that which I lost. I forgot the whole pasuk. Whole sugya came back to me. You learned wrong shot in the pasuk. Hey chanu means we prepared the chigonzum. No, the isa remains. The isa, even though it only osur d'rabbanan, and the reason for it is no longer there, the isa remains. Hey chanu chigonzum. We hid them all. Vigdashnu shigdashnu achedim tachtem. We bought new ones. That's what vigdashnu means. We prepared the way submitted, not prepared the kelim. Says the Gemara, Lema say Araya to Rebbe. It says Mizrachi Tzefonis, the chamber that was in the northeastern corner. After the Ivanu came in and they chiseled away stones from the Beis Hamikdash, Gonzu Beis Chashmonais Avni Mizbeach. They went ahead and they stored the stones of the Mizbeach. Sheshoktu Anshe Yavam, because the people of Yavam went ahead and they cut them down. So what's the problem? V'amar Avshei Sheshoktu Avodah Chavim, that they used it for Avodah Zorah. Now Lechayde. The Goyim had no right to take it. It doesn't belong to the Goyim, so they couldn't turn it to Avodah Zorah. It belongs to the Yidden. The Rabban, nevertheless, said you can't use these stones. It doesn't look right. So it's only Knas Rabban. And we see that what did they do? They didn't decide, okay, now we're back. We're taking all the reins. Let's put it back because it's gone. No, once the Rabban, Issa remains, even though the cause for it is gone, the Issa remains. Same thing with the Kalim Beis Chayinu. Once the Rabban labeled that these Kalim cannot be used in the Beis Hamikdash, even though you removed it from there and you brought a Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't help. There they actually found the pasuk. I don't know what you're talking about. There, Mahatayda, those stones are awesome. When the Ivanu came in, it's Mahatayda's awesome. That's why they couldn't have to hide it. No right to that. Be wise, Mahatayda. It says the pasuk. Uvo, Paritzim, these people, the wild people come in, Vichalalua, and they are going to desecrate the Beis Hamikdash. And the word Chalalua means they'll turn into Chulin. If they turn into Chulin, means that it's Hefk, it's no longer Kaidish. No longer Kaidish, the Goyim can actually confiscate it and take it and have ownership. So then Avodah Zorah is Mahatayda. That's why they had to hide the stones. No raif made that where the Issa is under the Rabbanan, and the reason the Issa is gone, that the Issa dissipates. It remains. Amri Heichi Navid. That's right. So therefore, it's Amid Arbon Nosser. Because Cheskel said, they came in and they made everything heavy because they took over the whole Eretz Yisrael. So they came in, and the Chalalu means he turned it into Chulin. Because once Goyim come into the Heichel, everything that in the Heichel becomes Uiz Kaidish. They go to Chulin. Says the Gemara, in fact, what happened was then, the Eden stood there and they said, what should we do now? They were faced with these stones. What should we do? What's the place? Oh, yeah. Amr, they said, hey, Chinavi, what should we do? Nitbari, why don't we just bring a Goy in here and tell him to cancel all that? Remember, we learned again that a Goy can cancel his own Avodah Zorah and another Goy's Avodah Zorah. Let's bring a Goy in here and get him to cancel all the Avodah Zorahs from the stones. How do you cancel Avodah Zorah? You got to physically deface it. So we'll have a Goy standing with an axe and defacing all the stones. The problem is, Avonish Shlemus Rachmana, we can no longer reuse these stones because the Torah has to be Avonish Shlemus, has to be whole stones, complete stones, and it'll be all chiseled away. So let's cut them down into smaller ones and so make them like whole stones again. You can't do that because the son of Lembazin, I'll use the metal. Now the question is, Ramai, so why did they hide it? Why should they hide it? Let's get a guy to come in and cancel Avodah Zarah. So it's no longer Avodah Zarah. Keep it for yourself. Because it's no longer Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to keep it. Why did you hide it? Yeah, the coin, whatever it is.
Once the guy has passed it, there's no more din of moil behektish. It's ois hektish.
Yeah, we know, but we said the only way the guy to pass it because it's already chulin. Exactly, when they captured it. When it was under control of the goyim, it became the chalalua, which means they all became chulin. No longer kedish. Yes, since you just said it's all chulin, so why didn't you just take it home? Why hide it? For who? After the goyim came in and they stole, they ransacked the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash. So now there was plenty of Hegdish money floating about. So they wanted to say that all the money and silver in the world should be stored away because most of the gold and silver in the world is from the Beis HaMikdash. Because of the sorry, that's a statement. But we asked Yerushalayim having Rubid Alma. What do you mean? Most of the gold and silver in the world was in Yerushalayim. Doesn't make sense. El Malbaya, big they wanted to, that all the coins in circulation in Yerushalayim should be put away because most of those coins came from Hegdish. Hadriyana, Turaina, Shifa. These three different kinds of coins. Dinra, we already had before. Hadriyana was Hadrian and Turaina, and Shifa means very old coins. Bipnei Tiva Yerushalayim because they got mixed up with the image of Yerushalayim. Rashi says, takes as a question, the image of Shlaim, we learned already in another Gemara, had Dovid and Babakam at the end, had Dovid and Shlaim on one side of the coin, and the base HaMikdash on the, and Shlaim and Akash on the other side of the coin. So the main time came, it says, what happened was the Goyim took all the Israeli coins and they defaced it, they shaved off the pictures of Dovid and Shlaim and Shlaim and put on it the king, the face of their own emperor. It must have cost a lot of money to take each coin and deface it and then put a new image on it.
Melt them down.
Melt them down and start again.
Maybe that's what Rabbi Tam meant. He didn't say that. Maybe that's what he meant. Which means then you wouldn't find any coins from those days. Even though they say they found the coins in the Mikdash time. But anyway, Rashi learns they had coins. So they wanted to ask it. They found this pasuk. That well, when the pritzah came over and took over, everything became chulin, including the coins. So there's no reason to ban. So there were coins. So why didn't they keep the stones in Mizbech? Everything was very simple. The coins were not used directly to be worshipped, to be on the Mizbeach. So therefore, once it's chulin, you're allowed to use it. The stones of the Mizbech were used for karbonis. Since you passed that even though in theory or legally they're considered now chulin because what the goyim did, that people should have used them in, as foundations for their houses. It's not nice. Lav oilech ara, it's not common, it's not appropriate, l'shtamushim buhed yeitid, an ordinary person should use it. That's what that's it. But not the pieces. You're talking about the land, the shatah?
It's only the land, it's not the actual physical.
No. Bo parisa, bo chalul, but the pasuk, that chalul can chulim. Okay, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.